insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين.
So Moses threw his staff, and suddenly it was a serpent manifest.
ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين.
And he drew out his hand. Thereupon it was white for the observers.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we have reached the 33rd verse of this chapter. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ He drew out his hand, and then behold, it was radiant white to the beholders. So, moving upon the discussion we earlier had, Moses and Pharaoh were in this session, they had a rather long discussion, parts of which have been reflected in the verses of this chapter, chapter Shu'ara. This conversation had its ups and downs, all the time Moses providing the right answer, and of course, more putting a question towards Pharaoh and his companions, and then Pharaoh escaping from answering that using the different methods he had. The last method that Pharaoh used after he got angry at the logic brought forth by Moses was that he resorted to the very same weapon that all irrational oppressors use. He said that I am able to condemn you to death or send you to my hellish prison. But Moses says, even if I have a proof, he says, أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ Even in that case, would you send me to your prison? And then in response to that, Pharaoh has no way but accepting it. فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ So, in the previous episode, we mentioned only one part of the miracle brought forth by Moses. فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ He cast down his rod, and behold, it was a clear serpent. But this miracle did not end here. He had one other kind of miracle, about which there are lots of discussions in the commentary books that we will, God willing, mention.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتألقا تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. After he cast down his rod and it was a clear serpent, he drew out his hand and behold, it was radiant white to the beholders. Since the point is that since Moses was making the true words effective, he wanted the people to believe in the power of the Lord. He used both hopeful and unhopeful or threatening methods at the same time. At one time, he cast down his rod against the ones who claimed to have the upper hand and power, and it was a clear serpent. And he also drew out his hand as radiant white to the beholders, just to show that we also bring forth mercy to you people. This is one possible explanation for bringing two different kinds of miracles in that session. So as we said, these two great miracles, I mean casting down the rod, becoming it a clear serpent, and then drawing out his hand as radiant white to the beholders, these two great miracles are the signs of hope and fear. The first one, which is making a clear, gigantic serpent, is a kind of warning. And the second one is for good tidings. One is stating the divine punishment, and the other is light and the sign of mercy, because miracle must be in harmony with Prophet's call. He is inviting people to monotheism, to the side of Allah, and Allah is nothing but Nur, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. The Arabic word Thu'ban that was used in the previous verse means a great serpent like a dragon. In the books of Mufradat, for example, Raghib says that this word is derived from another word that means the current of water, because the movement of this animal is like the streams that move in the shape of serpent form. It is called Thu'ban. Also, the Quranic word Mubin may refer to this fact that staff really changed into a great snake and serpent, and with no deceitful ways, it wasn't like what sorcerers did. It really happened. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. There are some more points to be discussed regarding these two verses that we will, God willing, mention. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.